Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Preparing the Accountants of Tomorrow, Part 2 of a two-part series. In today's increasingly global economy, the task of preparing the next generation of accounting professionals is more challenging than ever. Educators need to provide the link between local and global developments to help their students become better accountants, auditors, and financial controllers, just to name a few professions. To further those efforts, Deloitte, in conjunction with the International Association for Accounting Education and Research, launched the Deloitte IAAER Scholarship Program. Now approaching its third year, the program supports promising educators in five emerging regions through mentoring, hands-on learning, and networking opportunities. In this podcast, we'll learn more about how accounting curriculums are changing to keep pace with the profession. Joining me today are IAAER scholars Fernando Marcia and Nadia Albu. We're also joined by program coordinator Donna Street. Fernando is an associate professor in the Accounting and Actuarial Sciences Department of the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. Fernando, welcome.
Thank you, Holly. I'm glad to be here.
And next we have Nadia, who is a full professor with the Department of Accounting, Auditing, and Business Analysis at Bucharest University of Economic Studies in Romania. Nadia, glad you could join us today.
I'm very happy to be here.
And finally, Donna is Mahart Chair in Accounting at the University of Dayton in the United States. She's also the IAAER Director of Research and Education Activities. Donna, welcome to you also.
My pleasure, Holly.
I think everyone on this program is certainly committed to growing the accounting profession around the world. And, of course, much of that depends on connecting with tomorrow's accounting leaders and providing them with the tools and the knowledge and the confidence to be successful. So from your vantage points, what are some of the demands that are being placed on future generations that want to enter the profession, and how will the accounting curriculums need to adjust to meet those demands? So, Fernando, let's start with you.
Sure, Holly. Well, I think society as a whole demands accountants to be more proactive. I think they expect more from accountants, and accounting curriculum, in order to meet that demand, they have to be able to develop critical thinking skills. I'll give you a few examples. For instance, I think in the future we'll see more of what's called the flipped classroom. Since we have all the knowledge in books, videos, and other kinds of media, I think in the future students won't need to come to class to learn theory. They'll be able, they can do theory on their own, and they can study on their own, and then come to class to discuss and to work in groups. So also, I think in this new scenario, the professors will be more kind of a facilitators of knowledge. Professors, before in the past, they used to have the right answers for questions, the correct answers. But in the future, I think they'll be more as facilitators and just looking for the right questions to ask. And also, I think in order to do that, the accounting curriculum, we're going to have to incorporate more experiential learning. For instance, the use of case studies, and what I mean is putting the accounting decision into a context, seeing the implications. So I think in the future, the curriculum and the profession are going to have to really step it up to meet that demand.
Nadia, anything to add?
In my opinion, the most important demand for the profession and for the education is to follow the changes in the economic environment and to react in a proactive manner. Also, it's very important what you mentioned before, a balance between the national and international evolutions. For example, in many emerging economies, and we face it a lot in Romania, there is a high generational gap. And statistics show that with proper education and, of course, with work ambition, young people might be very quickly placed in top positions. So we need to carefully prepare the young generation for this. And the main demands in terms of the skills required are in the areas of communication, English language, but also personal communication skills, IT skills, international standards, and of course a solid economic and financial background. But besides paying attention to these local features, the profession and the education need to take into consideration the global trends. For example, the curricula should be changed in order to incorporate the global innovations such as sustainability, integrated reporting, risk management, in order to better prepare the profession for the future.
And Donna, any other perspectives?
The demand for accounting professionals is at an all-time high. However, as documented in reports by, among others, Deloitte, there is a serious global talent shortage of individuals possessing the ever-growing skill set needed by not only entry-level accountants, but also those qualified to step into the role of CFO, controller, etc. Today's accountants need not only to possess the skills to pass entry-level professional exams, their skill set needs also to include, as noted by Nadia, communication, both written and oral, critical thinking, judgment, negotiation, the list goes on and on and on. In line with the objective of the AER Scholars Program, academics and practitioners need to work together to modify the accounting curriculum to address the development of these skills.
What are some of the obstacles to making the changes that you just spoke about? Nadia, can you start?
Yes. In my opinion, the lack of resources and knowledge is one of the obstacles. We need people with a long-term vision, with international vision, but also with sufficient resources and leverage in order to initiate and support the changes in time. Because the change is difficult to be accepted, so communication is necessary, and people need to know the long-term implications in order to accept and be involved in this change. Another issue would be the competition between accountants and other professions. We face this when we recruit students, and of course later when they work, they also face the competition with other professions. But I think this is rather a challenge, not an obstacle. And I think that the academia and professional bodies could obtain a balance between generalist and specialist knowledge and better help the profession to adjust and face the competition.
Great. Fernando?
Yes, I agree with Donato. I think that the two main obstacles are people and resources. People, I think, like Nadia mentioned, to recruit good students, to recruit, we have to be able to evidence the benefits of the accounting profession to students. That's especially hard sometimes in emerging economies, where there's this stereotype of the accounting professional linked to taxes and a very boring professional. And once they start studying accounting, they really love and they see that it's much more to the profession. So I guess we have to do, as a professors, as academics, we also have to do a better job in recruiting young young students and showing the benefits and the good parts of the profession. At the same time, I agree that in order to face these challenges, we're going to need some resources and to invest in education, also to invest in training both the young students coming to the profession as well as training the older ones who are already in the market.
In line with the comments made by Fernando and Nadia, I agree that the key is to narrow the divide between academics and the accounting profession. The Scholars Program, I believe, represents a step in the right direction. By establishing a link between the scholars and their local Deloitte offices, the program is beginning to influence the curriculum in their countries. A greater connection and regular contact with real-world practice and practitioners enriches teaching and helps the scholars understand how to access resources and apply their own experience and knowledge in the classroom. The Deloitte IAAER Scholars Program reinforces the importance of academic professional collaborations to develop students that are fully prepared to meet professional demands.
And finally, I'd like to hear from each of you about your experiences with the IAAER program and how you think it helps to overcome some of the challenges that you face in the classroom. So, Donna, you want to kick us off?
My experience with this program, Holly, has been very rewarding. I believe that the Deloitte IAAER scholarship program is an important step in addressing the pressing need to build accounting teaching and research skills capacity in emerging economy. The plan was to choose 5 people who have the desire to make a difference and to support them with a powerful team of mentors. Along with the mentors who work one-on-one with the 5 scholars, I am convinced that the combination of mentorship and being part of an international network is making a significant difference for both the scholars and their colleagues. Our goal is to raise the teaching and research standards achievable by future accountants, contributing in the long term to improvements in accounting, auditing, and financial reporting.
And Fernando, how about you? What has the program meant to you?
Holly, it has meant a lot to me and has already had a huge impact in my work and in my students. Just to give an example, I've already started to apply all this learning in the classroom. So by I'm already conducting classes in English. That's a brand new thing at my university. So because we believe, like Nadia said, that the English language is a must for the accountants of the future, even though working in Brazil. So I'm already implementing a lot of the stuff I've been learning with the program, the use of case studies, the discussions. So my teaching has really incorporated a lot of what I've learned from the program. On the other hand, regarding research, the mentoring and the opportunity to work with very experienced and successful researchers has also improved a lot of my research skills. So working with them, having the opportunity to meet them in conference, networking, and just mentoring, really, helping us to find the right research questions. So I can tell the difference from when I came into the program right now, how much have improved both as a teacher and as a researcher.
Great. Nadia, and you?
Well, for me, the Deloitte IAAER scholarship program is about 3 dimensions. It's about learning and networking. It's about sharing and growing. First, because we attend conferences, we meet people, we network, we receive feedback from our mentors. So we manage to improve our research skills. Also, we get first-hand exposure to the newest ideas in terms of standard setting, education, and also research. For example, earlier this year, we attended a conference dealing with integrated reporting and IFRS teaching, and many ideas came from there, and I took them home and implemented in the classroom and talked with my colleagues about them. Second, the program is about sharing, because we share many ideas with the other scholars, with the mentors, with the people from Deloitte, especially from the local office. And by sharing, we learn a lot from each other. We identify best practices. We derive solutions for our universities or our classes. And because of these interactions and opportunities, in my opinion, the program is about growing professionally, personally, but also institutionally. Our university, our students may benefit from it.
That's great. And so you're growing too, and bringing that to your students, and that's wonderful. So I can see how that would be a huge benefit. I'd like to thank all of you for sharing your thoughts today. To learn more about the IAAER Scholarship Program, please visit www.deloitte.com/IAAER. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.